Hi, I'm Karen Given, and I'm a producer and reporter for Only a Game. Over the past 20 years, this radio show has cultivated a tradition of hard-hitting, vitally important stories that make Charlie Pierce scream,
"Sports!"
And so we proudly present the Only a Game all-time wacky sports tournament. There are a lot of great competitors in the first round, but some just don't have what it takes to move on. Intergalactic winter croquet, for example. Let's face it, it's best if your sport isn't really a sport. And the best of these pursuits attract lively characters who are a radio reporter's dream. Take this honest skillet tosser.
I have better luck throwing a skillet flat. I seem to be able to hit a little better. Sometimes I can't hit at all.
How do you practice throwing a skillet? You don't throw at one another, do you?
Well, we're not supposed to.
Points are also awarded for racing something that's just not supposed to be raced, like a riding lawnmower. And if you do race something that's really not supposed to be raced, like a belt sander, it's best to do so with the help of a few adult beverages.
It's a real family event. It's a family event with beer, you know.
You keep mentioning the beer.
The beer is central, pretty much. Without beer, I don't think you'd have belt sander racing. In fact, without beer, I'm sure there wouldn't be belt sander racing.
Costumes and elaborate personas also up the odds for success. Check out Cowboy Action Shooting and Pete. He's on the right.
My name's One Ear Pete, and I'm called that because I just have one ear. Got took off by a grizzly bear back in 87.
No, you're not talking about 1987, are you?
Oh, no, that's 1887. Yes, indeed.
Unexpected sports hybrids can also propel themselves into the finals. Take a sport like polo. It requires speed and agility, and then put it on top of animals that have neither, like, say, elephants. So what's the wackiest sport of them all? It's just too close to call. As Bill Littlefield likes to say whenever anyone asks him who's going to win an upcoming matchup, that's why they play the games.
I'll be back with more of this special Only a Game 20th Anniversary Live Show. Thank you.